So could you explain to us a little bit about what agro mining actually is and the difference between agro mining and phyto mining?
Yeah, sure. I guess the technology is not itself that new. It's been known for a while that certain plants like to concentrate metals into their leaves and other tissues, and these are called hyperaccumulator plants. And there have been industrial applications of the technology for remediating soils, to remove heavy metals from soils and clean them up, and that's called phytoremediation. And then people turning to, well, can we do this in an economically feasible way to actually recover valuable metals? And that was initially phytomining, and I think agromining is very similar to phytomining, except for it's a little bit more ambitious in that it implies thinking about slightly larger scale applications and using agronomic type practice to optimize the process.
Those hyperaccumulators you mentioned there, what kind of plants are we actually talking about when we talk about using this process? And like, how long does it actually sort of take for them to accumulate these metals into themselves?
Yeah, so I'm not the botanist in this type of research, but and so there are other more specialized people in this space, but there are a number of plants which have the ability to selectively take up metals from soil and concentrate them by very dramatic factors. So it depends on the availability of metals in the soil and the type of plant that you're working with in the specific circumstances. The field of identifying these plants and is still ongoing, and so the number of hyperaccumulated plants that are known is increasing with time. There's hundreds of examples of hyperaccumulators for the nickel metal, for example, there's one plant which grows well in dry region called alyssum, which is quite well known for this application. And then there's some new plants that have been discovered in tropical regions called the Phyllanthus and Rhinorrhea. They're not new plants, but their ability to hyperaccumulate and their suitability for potential agro-mining application has been recently established.
So is this really an alternative to what we think of as forms of mining, traditional forms of mining, or is it just an a way in which, we can use to clean up mine sites to do something sort of surrounding those traditional forms?
Well, I certainly don't think it can replace traditional mining because of the scale of the operations of traditional mining and the amount of land that would be required to do agro mining would be prohibitive. However, we do strongly believe that there's a role for complementing mining practices. For example, when a mining company gets a property and is waiting for mining permit before going ahead, they could actually start agro mining the metal from the soil before they have to clear the land for the more conventional mining of the rock underneath. And then has a role in remediation of site, so post agro mining, and it can complement traditional processes. So agro-mined biomass could be integrated into conventional processing techniques to kind of top them up in a sense.
So do we see any recent developments in this field? I mean, as you say, this is sort of something that's been thought of, investigated for quite a while now, but do we see any kind of real turns in the field at the moment?
There has been a focus on the application of nickel agro-mining. Past, I'd say 5, 6 years, there's been a big demonstration farm in Albania using the Alyssum plant, and there's a smaller demonstration farm in Malaysia looking at the Phyllanthus tree for these more tropical environments. There's a company in France that's set up. It's called Econic, which is looking at commercializing and making products from this agro-mined nickel hyperaccumulators. So I think things are starting to happen, and it's certainly an area of quite a bit of research throughout the world in the academic community. Lots of papers coming out from China and Brazil, and especially Australia is doing quite a bit in this space, and Europe as well. So all over the world, there's people working hard at the R&D stage for these ideas.
Well, it is an intriguing one. James, thank you very much. Do appreciate you unpacking it for us a little bit this morning.
Okay, nice to talk to you. Have a nice day.